You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 8, verse 3 to 11. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to her, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." This is the story of the woman that was caught in adultery. But I want to highlight just three quick things from this story. Two, essentially, it is that this is a story of mercy and righteousness. It's a story of mercy and righteousness. The woman was caught in the very act. That means they saw her while the man was sleeping with her. She was caught in the very act. And yet, the fact that she was caught in the very act did not stop Jesus from being merciful. The fact that she had done something very terrible, something very disgraceful, something very shameful, did not stop Jesus from showing her mercy. So it doesn't matter how terrible what you have done is, you can receive mercy today from Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how shameful what you have done. You may even have been caught in the very act. Jesus is ready to show you mercy. But I want to say something to you today from this story. It was not only the woman that was caught in adultery that obtained mercy. Did you know those that brought the woman and had stones in their hand to kill her? Did you know they also obtained mercy? How do I mean? When Jesus said to them, "Anybody that is without sin, let him cast the first stone," Jesus bowed himself down. So Jesus did not see any of those people. Jesus did not see that, "Oh, Mr. John, so you too, you have sin in your life. Mrs. Mary, I couldn't believe that you too, you have sin. So you couldn't cast a stone. Elder Joseph, what about you? So you mean you too, you are going?" Did you know Jesus didn't look at them? He was not going to look up to be looking at who is a sinner, who is not a sinner. Because he came to show all of them mercy. Both those who had the stone in their hand and those that was caught in adultery, they all obtained mercy. And I can say to you that Jesus is ready to show you mercy, no matter how messy your life is. But there is the other part. Jesus said to that woman, "Go and sin no more." In other words, mercy is not an excuse for sin. Actually, when you find mercy, it stops you from sinning. Don't take the mercy of God for granted. Don't receive the mercy of God and continue to indulge in sin. Jesus said, "Go and sin no more." Even though she was caught in the act, and mercy saved her, mercy was also released so that she does not sin again. So the mercy of God actually saves us from sin. It does not make us to continue to indulge in sin. May you receive understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.